Good morning. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, a show about the choices that we make in our lives. Things happen for a reason, and we get through them as best as we can, and hopefully we learn from everything that happens. We are who we are because of all that has gone before and all of the choices that we have made. And we've probably made the best of things as they were with the knowledge and skills that we had at the time. As we grow and as we have more experiences and as we learn more lessons, we are able to make different and better choices. We need to have faith that we will learn to make the choices that will get us where we want to be and obtain the desire that we, the success that we desire. This morning, we're talking about how our self-concept determines our success. Are people who talk to themselves really crazy? Well, if they are, we must all be crazy because we all talk to ourselves. We have a commentary running through our brains about the people and events around us and how we feel about both. It is often referred to as our internal dialogue, and most of the time we aren't even aware of what we're saying to ourselves. In addition, we each have a critic in our head that has its own running commentary about ourselves. This critic tells us how we feel about the situations that we are in and whether or not we are coping with each situation. This critic can destroy us if we allow it to give us bad reviews of our performance. So when you talk to yourself, be sure you always talk to yourself in a positive manner. Your opinion of you is vitally important. You know, we build up or tear down our self-esteem by the thoughts that we have. And these thoughts create pictures in our minds. These pictures evoke feelings and emotions. Negative pictures evoke negative feelings and emotions, bringing back every experience where we didn't believe in our capabilities, didn't perform at our very best, didn't say something in the right manner, or didn't know how to do something. These pictures in our mind remind us of all of the things that went on before. They remind us of our hurts and our disappointments. They remind us of our successes. And sometimes we get more caught up in the negative than we do in the positive. Sometimes they just become so vivid that we relive the pain and we believe we got what we deserved. Negative self-talk will destroy your self-esteem. So when you hear that little voice inside your head saying something negative to you, I want you to talk back to it. Don't worry about whether you're crazy or not. Just talk back to it. Say something like, thank you for sharing, now go away. Then say something positive that you know to be true about yourself. You know, the great philosopher Marcus Aurelius said that your life is what your thoughts make it. And this is so true. That's why it's mandatory for us to control our thoughts. We need to create a mental picture of ourselves as a happy, healthy, successful person. And look at all the good features and characteristics we have. Give yourself some positive feedback. Tell yourself all of the good things you want and need to hear. You know, other people aren't going to fulfill all of your dreams and your desires and your needs. You're going to have to do some of this for yourself. So give yourself positive feedback. What you tell yourself will determine your self-image. That's why it's important to talk to yourself with love, with kindness, and with caring. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, and this is a homework assignment for the rest of your life. You are never again to attach a negative word to the words I am. Never again are you to say I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm fat, I'm ugly, or anything even remotely similar to those. No negative words attached to the words I am. Because every statement we make has an effect on our subconscious mind. Be sure that your statements are positive. Attach positive words to the words I am, such as I am a very smart person. I am creative. I am at my perfect weight. I am an attractive person. This is what we call positive, simple self-talk. Positive, simple self-talk. This is where you use powerful, positive statements that you would like to believe about yourself. Say or write these in first-person tense. These are commands you consciously give to your subconscious mind. Some examples are things like, all things are possible to me if I believe, or every day in every way my life is getting better and better. All I need is within me now. I am smart. I have solutions. I have the courage to do whatever it takes. These positive, simple self-talk statements, when repeated regularly and continuously, will be accepted by your subconscious part of your mind as reality. Your subconscious mind believes whatever you tell it. In the beginning, it may start to argue with you a bit. You say something like, I'm at my perfect weight, and it says, no, you're not. That's because you've been telling yourself that you're overweight for such a long, long time, your mind has come to believe you're overweight. Now you must correct your previous misguided instructions and tell it what you want it to believe. Tell your subconscious repeatedly and regularly for a period of no less than 21 days what it is you want it to believe. This will override the belief system you have in place now. And we say 21 days because it takes 21 days to change a habit. I recommend that you do it even longer, but a minimum of 21 days. This is Choices with Judy Mario. We're brought to you by Turning Point Books in Las Vegas, Nevada. We are the publisher of the Life Choices book series and other self-help books, such as my You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, Conquer the Brain Drain, 52 Creative Ways to Pump Up Your Team, and also my newest book, Overcoming Cancer, A Journey of Faith. If you are interested in any of these books, you can contact me, Judy, at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Today we're talking about how your self-concept determines your success. And what you believe to be true about yourself is what you make happen in your life. You see, you view the world through your belief system. And since beliefs are usually formed as a result of what someone else told us about our intelligence, our lives, our possibilities, and our circumstances, we've learned to see the world through what we were taught by others. Don't you think it's about time you take charge of your own beliefs? Your self-concept is what determines your performance. You will always take the action that is consistent with your concept of yourself. Whatever success or lack of success you have in your life now is because of what you have believed about yourself up until now. The only way you will change your outcome is to change the way you think. Your thoughts create your feelings. Your feelings direct your behavior. Your behavior brings about your results, and you will not have any different results in your life until you change your thinking. So with positive, simple self-talk, you can build up your self-esteem, gain the courage to do the things you'd like to do, increase your passion for work and your life, and even take control of your emotions. You can become everything you want to become, have the kind of people in your life that you would like to associate with, have the things you wish to have, and go to places you dream about as soon as you use your mind in a positive manner and point it in a positive direction. How badly do you want to succeed? Are you willing to do the work needed? Once you come to terms with the depth of your desires and have clarified your goals, it will be time to take action. Right now, though, you must sell yourself on the idea that you can and will make it happen. You want to reprogram your mind through auto-suggestion. Tell yourself, I have talent, skills, and ability. I need to become whatever I choose to be. I have all of the ability that I need. Repeat this statement a minimum of 2 times a day for 21 days. You will eventually believe it. Write it down and carry it with you. Read it and recite it whenever you can. It goes like this. I'm going to say it again for you. I have the talent, skills, and ability I need to become whatever I choose to be. I have the talent, skills, and ability I need to become whatever I choose to be. You will eventually believe it if you read it and recite it enough. The more you do this, the more it will become a reality for you. Robert Collier, who was one of our country's original self-help gurus, said, any thought that is passed on to the subconscious often enough and convincing enough is finally accepted. So write out your positive, simple self-talk statements before you start repeating them. In this way, you can be sure you have the self-talk worded in the best possible way for programming your mind for success. Self-talk is very personal. Self-talk is for yourself. You can't write anyone else's self-talk, and they can't write yours. Positive, simple self-talk is used to regulate our own performance. All change starts inside ourselves. We can't change someone else through our thinking. The only person you can change is you. The only person I can change is me. Changing ourselves and the way we respond to others may ultimately help others feel more comfortable, and this may influence them to act differently in our presence. Self-talk is positive. Self-talk must be worded in a positive manner. When writing, emphasize gain rather than loss. Don't describe what you don't want. Instead, focus on what you do want. Write the statement so it creates a positive picture in your mind, such as, I am at my perfect weight of, and then the number of pounds that you want to say that you see yourself believing to be your ideal weight. Phrase it as though you're already there instead of, I'm going to lose 25 pounds. Because when you say, I'm going to, what you're doing is putting the action out there in the future somewhere. When you make the statement in the present tense, it says, I am there, and the subconscious mind starts to work to make your statement true and convert your hope into reality. So, I am at my perfect weight of blank number of pounds. In the average workplace, do you know that we hear a minimum of 5 negative statements every hour? Sorry. Sometimes people tell me they hear a lot more than 5 negative statements, but we do hear a minimum of 5. And it takes between 14 and 20 positive statements to overcome the effects of one negative statement. So let's do the numbers. If you work a 40-hour week and you hear approximately 5 an hour, that becomes 80 negative statements a month. That's 200 a week. That's 800 negative statements a month. In addition to that, some of us live with some people who are less than positive. So I'll give you like another 200 points for the negative statements you hear from those people. It is possible that we are hearing at least 1,000 negative statements every month. Is that true for you? If it takes 14 to 20 positive statements to overcome the effects of each negative statement, then you're going to need someone to tell you 14,000 to 20,000 good things about yourself every month. And you probably couldn't even do that for yourself. This is why I emphasize that it is so important to limit our exposure to negativity. And one of the places where we've got to eliminate negativity is with our very own selves. You know, about 70% of the negativity that you and I hear comes out of our own mouth. We complain about the traffic, the weather, our kids, our spouses, our hair, our body, our clothing, our bosses, our teachers, the food in the cafeteria, the employee dining room, and a multitude of other things. You need to take control of what you say. Think before you speak. Eliminate negative statements from your dialogue. And one of the things we can do for ourselves is begin and end each day with a private personal pep rally where we cheer ourselves on in order to get a head start on raising the number of positives for that day. Shortly after you wake up in the morning in a very quiet, comfortable place where you won't be disturbed, clear your mind. You can do this by thinking of some place you love to spend time or a restful scene like green hills where you can hear a babbling brook off in the distance. And then think about all the things you have to be grateful for. Your health, your family, adequate food and shelter, freedom, the right to choose. Remind yourself of the successes you've had in your life, big and small. Remind yourself of the obstacles you've overcome and the love you've shared. Think about the strengths and characteristics that make you who you are. Then tell yourself you will reach your next goal. Practice this at the beginning of each day and at night before you go to bed. Also practice it any time you start to feel depressed or negative. Do it again. Do it again. You know, it's not possible to think two thoughts at the same time, so if you find yourself thinking a negative thought, change it to something positive. Get out your goal book and review your list of accomplishments, strengths, and blessings. This act will push the negativity out of your mind. Every morning, just after prayer, I do my affirmations. On the days that I'm speaking to an audience, my affirmation sounds something like this. I am a powerful and effective speaker. I'm good at what I do. I like people and people like me. Someone in my audience today needs to know what I know. I will remember that information at the right time. I'm powerful. I'm effective. I'm good at what I do. I look good. I smell good. Yay me. Now, I know when people hear me do that, they think I'm a little crazy. But you know what? It feels so good. It feels so good when I talk to myself so positive like that. And then I walk on stage. I mean, you don't have to do it out loud. I do it very quietly to myself. I do it around home when I'm putting my makeup on, when I'm getting dressed, when I'm getting ready, when I'm driving in the car. But once I get where people are, I just keep repeating it over in my mind quietly. I don't do it out loud where other people are, except for my family, of course, and they all think I'm a little touched anyway. You know, when you say your affirmation aloud, what you're actually doing is you're using a technique called anchoring, and you're anchoring in your self-talk. And when you do this, when you're saying this affirmation, touch yourself physically in a place that you can touch yourself again in public. Yes, that's what I said. Touch yourself physically in a place where you can touch yourself again in public. And what I mean by that is, like what I do, I anchor my positive self-talk by pressing on the palm of my left hand with the thumb of my right hand while I'm saying the affirmation. Because if someone saw me on stage putting my hands together like that, they wouldn't think anything about it at all. And what it does is, you know, as I press and I say the affirmation, it anchors that feeling, that good feeling, because our bodies have memory. And if I get aggravated during the day or if I get nervous before my speech, I can just put my hands together and push my thumb into the palm of my other hand. And it's like turning the switch of a tape recorder to the on position. My subconscious mind then starts to replay the affirmation, and it starts to tell me, I'm powerful and effective. I'm good at what I do. I like people and people like me, and so on. I've been doing this for many, many years now, and it has served me very, very well. In fact, I have to tell you, I had one occasion where I started doing my program for the day, and it was going to be a couple-a-day program. And so whenever I do that, I always ask the audience, what are your goals for the day? What do you want to accomplish during the time that we're here? And on one particular day, I started to do this. I said, you know, what are your goals and objectives? And then I turned and I list them on the flip chart. And this guy in the back of the room, he starts yelling out, if you don't know what we're here for, you shouldn't be here. After all, you're the trainer who put out the brochure that lists point by point what we're supposed to learn. Maybe you should have read it. Well, that was one of those occasions where I pressed my thumb hard into the palm of my other hand and looked to see if I could read his name tag and said, Tony, is it? He says, yeah, it's Tony. I said, Tony, I'm a bit confused. And before I got the opportunity to finish the sentence about what I was confused about, he interrupted and said, it's pretty blank, blank, obvious you're confused. It's pretty blank, blank, obvious you're pretty stupid. It's pretty blank, blank, obvious we are in for another wasted day with another stupid woman trainer. Whoa, take a deep breath. Anchor. Oh, no, Tony, I said, I'm not confused about the material. I'm confused about us. What's happening with us here? He said, there ain't no us, and there ain't going to be, so don't get your hopes up. Well, I was pressing my right thumb harder and harder into my left hand as I continued. Tony, have we met? Did I register you this morning? No, he said, we haven't met. Well, then, if I understand you correctly, it's not me who has offended you. What exactly is the problem? More quietly, he replied, it's the last woman trainer we had. She started out the same way as you, and she was so stupid. And as he said that, the rest of the group started yelling, yeah. And now I was looking at a few hundred nasty people instead of just one. I was pushing my thumb into my hand so hard that I thought it would come out the other side. So I said, Tony, here's what I can do for you. If you aren't happy by noon today, I'll give you your money back for the entire conference. Will that make you happy? At that point, the other people calmed down because they figured if I give Tony's money back, I'd give theirs back as well. He replied, it won't make me happy, but it's a deal. So I thought we were okay, and I turned to continue writing on the board. And as I turned, he said, but you'd better be blank, blank, blank good. Now, believe me, he used the real words instead of the blank blanks. I turned back to face him and said, I am good, Tony. I'm one of the best trainers in America today. You stay with me, and you'll be happy. He replied even more nastily, well, then, get on with it. And I did. I got on with it. I figured, well, I had permission, I better go. In fact, one of the ladies in the front row turned around and she said, well, if you'd shut up, maybe she could. I wanted to say, yay, thanks, but I didn't. I didn't really know if I was one of the best trainers in America. I hadn't even been in America for the past 8 years. But I knew that I had to show Tony some strength or he's going to bury me right then and there. Now, if this had happened to me before I learned my anchoring technique, I would have probably cried, run from the room, and never spoken in public again. Or maybe I would have picked up the nearest book and thrown it at him. Either action would have been ineffective and unacceptable. By anchoring my self-esteem in place, Tony's words didn't upset me. He wasn't angry with me. He was upset about a previous situation. And because I had handled the situation well, the audience had more faith in me. The morning training went very well, and even though Tony sat there with his arms crossed and an unpleasant facial expression, right before we broke for lunch, I said, I'm going to go over the objectives now to see if we're on track with accomplishing our goals for the day. Tony, if this will upset you in any way, please go ahead and wait in the hallway while I review. I will be there in a moment to arrange for your refund. He stood up now and said, you know, some days I can be a real blank, blank, blank. And this morning, I was being a big one. I owe an apology to everyone in this room, and most of all, Judy, I owe an apology to you. And you can go to lunch with me if you want to. No, thank you, Tony. I have other plans for lunch. My plan was to get as far away from him as I could for that hour, so I could renew my energy. When your self-esteem is anchored, you can focus on your goals and on what the other person is saying between the lines instead of taking the attack personally. My goals as a trainer are always to create a learning environment, share information, transfer the learning, and make a difference in the audience's lives in whatever way I can. And also, audience, I'd like to make a difference in your life in whatever way that I can. So I need you to let me know what it is that you want to hear, what it is that you want me to talk about. You can do that by contacting me, Judy@JudyMorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at JudyMorio.com. J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. You know, when you are focusing on your goals, you are concentrating on what you want to achieve rather than on what can go wrong or what might happen. And you simply can't think two thoughts at the same time. You can go from one to the other. You can even do it quickly, but you cannot hold two opposite thoughts in your mind at once. It's impossible. So take control of your mind. When you start thinking anything negative and your little voice starts creating doubt or fear, speak back to it. Use your thank you for sharing, now go away statements. Then make a new positive statement to yourself. You can change any picture in your mind by focusing on what you want your mind to see. What is your little voice saying when things haven't gone as you thought they should? Are you hearing statements like, things will never work out for me, I can't ever make anything work, I'll never be out of debt, I should have done it differently, I must be stupid, no one ever listens to me, I could have done better than I did. I really made a fool of myself. It's just no use. I didn't have the advantages they did. It's impossible for me. Get rid of this negative self-talk. It causes you to sabotage yourself. Change from negative to positive. Try this interesting exercise. Think of what you had for lunch. Next, think of a pink elephant. Now try to think of them both at one time. And don't tell me your elephant was eating your lunch. Did you get a picture of that? When you hear it, your mind sees it. It doesn't matter if I said don't or not to, your mind sees it anyway. If we can't think of two thoughts at one time, we can't be negative and positive at the same time. Like many people, it's possible you have a habit of allowing yourself to think negatively. Once the habit is there, it's not changed easily. If you want to be a positive thinker, you can be, but it will take work. Good results usually take discipline. You can do it. Successful people make themselves successful. They have goals, dreams, desires, wants, and needs. They develop an attitude that attracts success. Success is not an accident. Don't think that, you know, people are just lucky and that's why they're successful. We have to plan for it. Successful people have a good attitude. When people ask them how they are, they say things like wonderful, marvelous, or terrific. They show interest in other people by replying, and you, how are you? They show genuine interest in the other person by listening to that person's answer and commenting afterwards in a positive way. When you ask negative people how they are, they say things like, oh, better nothing, or not so good. Sometimes they even go into long, drawn-out dissertations on all their problems. The most positive words that come out of their mouths are not bad, all right, or okay. These are almost always spoken in a tone that lets you know things really aren't okay at all. When someone asks you about another person, say something positive about that person. If you don't know anything positive or you don't feel anything positive about that person, then keep your comments to yourself. Whenever you say bad things about another person, it reflects poorly on you, even more than it does on the person you're talking about. It also identifies you as a gossip. There's an old saying that little people talk about other people, average people talk about things, and great people talk about ideas and possibilities. Which of these people do you want to be? Which of these people do you want to be? This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices, your positive radio show about making positive choices. We can begin to live a new life any day we choose. It doesn't mean that our old lives are going to go away. It simply means we've started down a new path. Developing new beliefs and new habits isn't always easy. We have to commit to them. We have to work at them every day. Remember, it takes 21 days to change a habit. Like any other journey we may take, we're going to come across roadblocks, dead ends, and detours. We may even run out of gas. But we have the power to make the choice of which direction we will take and whether or not we're going to complete the journey. Life is a succession of choices. You have the ability to choose. Don't choose to spend your life wallowing in negativity, failure, ignorance, poverty, shame, or self-pity. Choose instead to let go of old hurts and old belief systems. Choose instead to develop new belief systems and reach for the success that you desire. Choose happiness. Choose confidence. Choose peace of mind, contentment, fame, or fortune. Choose to talk to yourself positively to program yourself for success. Choose to navigate your difficult path wisely, and you will meet with a success you never believed possible. This is Judy Morio at Choices Radio. You can reach me at area code 702-896-2228. That's area code 702-896-2228, or Judy at judymorio.com, J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com.